It's the WP Minute, and filling in for Matt Medeiros this week is me, Michelle Frechette. This episode is brought to you by Master WP and Underrepresented in Tech. Master WP is your source for independent insights and education for WordPress professionals. Subscribe to the free weekly newsletter at masterwp.com. The Underrepresented in Tech database matches underrepresented folks with opportunities, jobs, and community. It's all about ending underrepresentation in tech. If you're hiring, check out the free database at underrepresentedintech.com. Find the new Slack to gather with other WordPress professionals and talk the news at buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. Support the show or join the membership. You know how it goes. Everything I mentioned here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In our news this week, Sarah Gooding over at the WP Tavern posted an article asking Gutenberg contributors to test block-based templates in WordPress classic themes. During Matt Mullenweg's Q&A session at WordCamp last week, there was a discussion about helping with block adoption. If you would like to see what this is all about and help test, jump over to make.wordpress.org. Did you know that the WordPress plugins directory crossed 60,000 plugins? Sarah Gooding tweeted about this incredible milestone. In security news, Eric Karkovac shared the PSA to update the WordPress two-factor plugin ASAP. There are two security fixes that are available on GitHub. Coming up at events, WordCamp Nepal 2022 is scheduled for the 5th and 6th of November 2022 at the Chitwan Garden Resort, Bharatpur, Nepal. It was announced that the Ujjwal Thapa Memorial Scholarship will be available to 7 eligible candidates who want to attend this WordCamp. The 2023 WordCamp US will be held in National Harbor, Maryland from August 23rd to 25th, 2023. This announcement was made at WordCamp US last week. From our contributors and producers, are you still thinking about going out on your own? Justin Fairman, who ran LearnDash, shares in his blog that it is important to keep an eye on reviews to find market share opportunities. Justin shares a great list to get started with software reviews and shares some third-party suggestions. Chris Wigman introduced Kana, which is a simple and powerful WordPress development environment. If you're looking for a local development environment, you can get started by visiting Chris's website. After seeing many great photos from WordCamp US, Brad Williams shared this tweet with the job board. Matt Medeiros listed the 35 companies hiring over at the WP Minute. CNBC Make It showed that WordPress is number 10 for hiring on the Work From Anywhere and most in-demand jobs. GoDaddy is launching a preview of managed WooCommerce stores to US-based customers. It is the largest investment to date in e-commerce. If you're looking for a solution to multi-channel selling for your customers, you may want to go check out the tools being offered. A report in SEO Journal announced that Bluehost unveiled a new WordPress e-commerce solution that simplifies creating a store with a point-and-click interface. Amber Hines tweeted from WordCamp US that Photomat says there's a challenge getting assistive technology users to test Gutenberg and provide feedback. Only if you expect them to do it for free. Budgeting to pay people with disabilities for their time will solve this, and it is the right thing to do. This has been the challenge for WordPress.org without a great solution yet. Cameron Jones tweeted, if you're using PayPal to pay for Delicious Brains products, WP Engine announced that you need to change your method of payment on the website. They are no longer supporting PayPal as a payment method. Thanks to all the members who shared these links today. Eric Karkovac, Justin Fairman, Daniel Schutzsmith, Raquel Landefeld, Cameron Jones. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. You can support independent content like this by purchasing us a digital coffee at buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. Or join the hashtag Link Squad membership for $79 a year to support the show and become a producer of the WP Minute at buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.